Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast on your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Jenna Garcia, here with Mile High Sports in Denver. You can check out all of my work at milehighsports.com or on Twitter and Instagram at Mile High Sports, as well as at Vita Viva Diva. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. I mean, everywhere. Vita Viva Diva. I have a really, really cool video up right now of an interview I did in Spanish with Vinny Castilla. Obviously, those of you who don't speak Spanish probably won't understand it necessarily. I will work on translating it or getting it transcribed and then translating it for you guys. But just chatting with Vinny kind of on the sideline in the dugout today, and went live and was able to get a few really fun memories out of him and just talk about his life as a Rocky, and then now as he heads into a new role being the manager of the Naranjeros team in Hermosillo. Really, really fun. Vinny's the best. He's great. I mean, and what a ball player, you guys. Like, the fact that I just hang out and chat with Vinny Castilla on a regular basis is kind of freaks me out sometimes when I really think about who Vinny Castilla is, just because my dad met Vinny and he was starstruck. He was like, oh my God, because Vinny was like a superhero to my dad growing up. And so, you know, and I mean, I guess they're the same age, but it's like what Nolan is to me, or, you know, other athletes that are my age that I see playing now. And you're just like, oh my God, that's amazing what he's doing. I can't believe that. And if you had the chance to meet that person, it would obviously be crazy. So check out the interview with Vinny. And obviously every day we post up the post game interviews and interesting stuff like that. A video of Ryan McMahon featured in a shoe commercial for Foot Locker. And I got to talk with Ryan McMahon a little bit about, you know, how he got picked for that commercial or how he even got involved. So that was really cool too. But before we get into just kind of the conversation of the, you know, what is next for this team and everything. First, we're going to talk about today's game and yesterday's game. Yesterday, the Rockies faced the Giants and a night game. It's been so many games, you guys, back to back to back, and with like the delays and how they went, you know, on Saturday night, they went really long. So then Sunday morning game was really early, felt really earlier than normal, really. You know, all of that kind of plays a part into it. Just felt like the longest homestand ever. But they lose yesterday 4-7. You know, San Francisco struck early and the Rockies weren't really able to come back and produce anything out of offensively, really. Yesterday, Peter Lambert pitched and he gave 6 really good innings, only allowed 2 runs. He didn't have any walks or any home runs, which was a big deal. He really needed to keep his home run count down, and he had 3 strikeouts. You couldn't have asked for a better game from Peter Lambert yesterday, but then the offense really wasn't working. Nobody was really swinging the bats. Yesterday, Ian Desmond and Trevor Story really kind of come through for you in late innings. But prior to that, most of the guys were 0-4 blank, 0-8, 0-7 in that series against San Francisco. And then today was just a repeat of that. You know, you had John Gray on the mound today, and John did a pretty good job. Oh, it's so weird. I have so many box scores literally in front of me, and I'm getting mixed up. John Gray went 5 1/3 innings today. He allowed 11 hits, which was a bit much. 6 runs scored, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 2 home runs. So he definitely didn't have what he had the last start, but he still went 5 innings, you know. And in the post game, Bud Black said he had really hoped and really was trying to get him to go 6 innings, and unfortunately John wasn't able to do that. But really it was the Giants offense that dominated and continued to dominate over and over at Coors Field this week. really rough series to watch, you guys. Rough to watch if you're a Rockies fan. Rough to watch the teams really not swinging the bats, which Buddy commented on also in postgame, just how the bats haven't been swinging since the All-Star break or since that Arizona series. And then you're getting one or the other. You're not getting it all on the same day. You're either getting great starting pitching and you're not getting good bats, or you're getting crappy starting pitching and your bats are swinging. And for whatever reason, there was a lot of that going on in this series against the Giants. Now the Giants actually bumped the Rockies into last place by losing that series to all four games, you guys, all four. They couldn't squeak out one single game. The Rockies are now in last place in the NL West. They are, let's see here, a game back. Wow, four-game losing streak. That is rough to look at. They are a game back from San Diego and a full game back from San Francisco now. And San Francisco is a game up on, they have played one more game, I guess. So they have kind of are tied, but really are ahead of San Diego. And then Arizona has, let's see, three games up on the Rockies now. And gosh, 16 and a half games. The Dodgers lead the Rockies in the standings. Really, really rough series. And unfortunately, it's not going to get any easier coming ahead. The Rockies face the Rockies face the Yankees in New York. Three-game series in New York. Then you face Washington, the Nationals, four-game series there, and then three games in Cincinnati. And then they come back, and they're so, the welcome mat is laid out for them by yours, you know, your favorite NL West team, the Los Angeles Dodgers. So gonna be a rough next, I don't know, let's see, 13 days for the Rockies. Goodness, they have a day off tomorrow, so hopefully they get some rest, because the next 13 days after that are going to be a brutal beatdown. I do think that they could potentially squeak out a couple against Washington or Cincinnati, but New York has been a powerhouse, and you already know about the Dodgers, so that's going to be a rough go of it. More about the Rockies after this break. Hey guys, it's Jenna Garcia here from the Locked On Rockies podcast on your Locked On Podcast Network. Here to remind you that Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. For a limited time, Postmates is giving Locked On listeners $100 in free delivery credit for your first 7 days of use. Download the Postmates app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's $100, you guys. Go get $100 of free delivery credit using the code LOCKEDON by downloading the Postmates app. Come on, you guys. That's a great deal. Hey guys, thanks for sticking with me after the break. Back here to chat a few more things about the Rockies as they head into this tough couple weeks of their schedule. This few weeks couldn't come at a more interesting time because of the trade deadline looming over the Rockies' head. Very, very interesting time. Last year, they got Sungwon Oh at this time of the year, and that really did help the Rockies' bullpen kind of settle in, I guess I would say, into a better groove and kind of get them on the right track. Sungwon Oh is actually heading into surgery. He's heading back to Korea, which I found interesting why he would go to Korea to get his surgery. I guess maybe he feels more comfortable there or has his own personal doctor. I'm not sure why they don't have a team doctor or, you know, a specialist that they would have referred him to through the team in particular. But he is going back to Korea to get his surgery done on his elbow. Let me play a clip from the post game of Buddy's comments on Sang-Won-Oh. Really, really nice things he had to say, but also really interesting. So I'm not sure if you guys heard it as I heard it, but it just sounded to me like Sang-Won-Oh might not be a Rocky anymore. And that's total speculation on my part, but just the way that Bud Black was kind of saying things, it sounded like he was kind of saying his farewell to Sang-Won-Oh, which is very interesting to me. Obviously, that's just speculation. I'm not saying that as a reporter by any means, but very interesting way he handled that question and then answer to the Sang-Won-Oh surgery. Also, Brendan Rodgers went into surgery yesterday. He actually had surgery and posted a picture about it on Instagram, and all of us were freaking out at the game yesterday because we had not heard about Brendan Rodgers, top prospect for the Rockies, real big setback for the Rockies as a club, as an organization in their development program, and for the Rockies as a and for Brendan Rodgers, really. But unfortunately, we won't see any more of Brendan Rodgers here in the major leagues this season. Very, very interesting moves that could happen at the trade deadline. Obviously, Jeff Breidich is a very intelligent man. He's out there working. He's trying to figure out what to do. And according to Thomas Harding, who reported on it and got an exclusive with Breidich, he says a couple interesting things. I'm going to read you a couple quotes from Jeff Breidich. He said, "The group right now is struggling and playing objectively just really bad baseball. We're finding ways to lose collectively as a group instead of finding ways to win. That does not make any sort of trade deadline decisions more complicated." That was what Jeff Breidich had to say when asked about the trade deadline looming over his head, you know. And I totally get where he's coming from. He's saying, you know, if there was one problem to fix, they could fix it. They could go find a way to, you know, come up with a trade and fix that one problem. But unfortunately, there are four or five problems to fix, and that's not easy to do at the trade deadline. He continued to say, there's really no facet of our game at this level that is high quality right now. So there is really no group within the group that stands out. It all needs addressing. It's all subpar. So I don't think there are any quick fixes." Really, really interesting and rough commentary there by Jeff Breidich, but I would say very honest commentary as well. And honestly, I appreciate his forwardness and honesty when it comes to things like this. And kind of maybe I'm just that way in all things, but definitely, I mean, there's no argument. You can't argue with the guy. He's being real about his team, and he's right. There's no facet of the game that is high quality right now for these Rockies, and it's very unfortunate. I told Manny Randhawa from MLB.com the other day, it looks like the Monstars came out here and just gobbled up Coors Field and all its players. Nolan Arenado missed a ground ball right to third, and he missed it. Like, it looked like the Monstars out there. I don't know. But that's what it's looked like. So Jeff Breidich is right on point, in my opinion, as he discusses the team and that trade deadline and just what to do in order to fix it before the trade deadline. It must be really hard. Some really interesting things to keep in mind. There are really large contracts in the hands of some veteran players. If you really look at it, Blackman, starting next year, he can earn at least $74.5 million through 2023 if he exercises his player option for 2022 and 2023. Desmond is guaranteed $25 million for 2020 and 2021 season. Murphy is guaranteed $14 million next year. And Wade Davis is guaranteed $18 million next year. And he has a $15 million $5 player option in 2021 with 30 games finished. So if he gets those 30 games. And then you have relievers like Jake McGee and Brian Shaw. Jake McGee is at $9.5 million in 2020 and Brian Shaw at $9 million in 2020. So very, very big contracts. You know, I've heard a lot of things about Wade Davis and how people, you know, want to DFA him or figure out a trade and want the Rockies to eat some of that contract. It's definitely interesting. You should look at Wade Davis's numbers. When he is on the road, he's fantastic. When he is here at Coors Field, he is struggling. Struggled. That's the nicest way I could put it. But his ERA on the road is below one. So it's like a 0.74 or something. His road ERA is fantastic. And so I don't think that there's total, he's, you know, worth giving up on completely, but he definitely needs some help at home. And he's not the only guy in the bullpen, you guys. So there's got to be, it's a team effort. There's got to be other guys in the bullpen they can rely on. And unfortunately, it's been a rough go of it as of late. But there are some guys on this team that I do think don't deserve to be on a major league roster. And there's some problems that the Rockies have. And I've never covered another organization, so I can't say that this is normal in baseball. But the Rockies struggle with loyalty. And I guess maybe it's a change of mindset we need to have as a fan base, a change of mindset we need to have as a team, as a people covering the team. Maybe this team wants to be loyal to people and they don't want to win a championship. But I was under the impression that winning a championship was the goal of being in the MLB. And if you want to win a championship, you cannot be loyal to guys who don't deserve to be there. You can be a good friend. You can be nice. I forget who they were talking about who was a really good, I think it was in the NBA, a coach who, you know, players never got mad at for trading them. But I understand that it's hard, but that's your job. Your job is, and that's why I even brought up the whole idea of players getting paid for their performance, because it doesn't feel like they're playing for pay right now, or like it doesn't feel like they're doing their job really. Like, your job is to hit a ball. Your job is to get on base. I had somebody the other day arguing with me, well, you can't expect these guys to get on base every day, every inning. And I was like, yeah, you can. That's exactly what you can expect from these guys. That's exactly what their job is to do, is to literally get on base. That is literally their job. And yes, your ace pitcher, his job is literally to strike guys out and to not allow the ball to be in play, or to put the ball into play in a way that the defense can get an easy out. That is your ace pitcher's job. But yes, your offense's job is to get on base. If you're not getting on base and you're not a good defender, why are you on an MLB roster? I'm sorry, but there are some guys on the Rockies team that are like that. I know you guys said, you know, you wanted something chipper and you're going to need some sort of podcast that will raise your spirits. So I'm coming up with something really fun for tomorrow. Make sure to tune in. I will be here. I know this wasn't a very fun podcast. It was really, really tough to hear. But like I said, I appreciate the tough truths. Like Jeff Breidich said, he called it straight. He called a spade and, you know, got to get it right. Got to do their job. Thanks for listening to the Locked On Rockies podcast on your Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jenna Garcia. Don't forget to follow me at Vita Viva Diva, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye. Possible.